USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Manhunt is over for the man accused of killing three people and wounding two others in a shooting at the University of Virginia on Sunday night. During a press conference Monday, UVA's Vice President for Safety and Security and Chief of Police, Tim Longo, is interrupted during an update and told the suspect has been taken into custody.
Just need a moment to thank God. Breathe a sigh of relief.
He says the suspect was involved in a hazing investigation and concealed weapons violation in February 2021. University officials say the two surviving victims are being treated. President Biden is continuing his overseas trip by meeting for the first time in person with the president of China.
While Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win in Nevada, the Democrats will get a much-needed boost if Senator Raphael Warnock wins in the Georgia runoff race with Herschel Walker December 6th. The ability to pass key legislation and fill court vacancies may depend on it. The House majority is still undecided at this hour. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
One of the nation's largest investment banks says inflation is expected to ease in a significant way next year. Goldman Sachs making that prediction while talking about the Fed Reserve's preferred way to measure inflation, the Core Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, or PCE. Goldman saying they believe it'll fall to just under 3% by the end of next year. A suspected California serial killer is due in court on Monday. Wesley Brownlee is expected to be arraigned on more charges. He was arrested last month in Stockton, where police believe he was hunting for victims. The 43-year-old is accused of murdering five men in Stockton and one in Oakland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Residents of Kherson are celebrating after Ukrainian troops liberated the city from Russian occupation. Visiting the city on Monday, President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russian troops committed a number of atrocities in the city.
It's about hundreds. I don't know exactly what today.
He says they have found bodies of both civilian and military personnel. Russian troops also targeted and destroyed essential infrastructure as they left the city. Moscow denies targeting civilians. Arizona is one of the last states to be counting votes. On Fox News, Arizona AG Mark Brnovich says that he wishes to adopt Florida's voting laws.
I think 2 years ago I described it as a cluster, so I'm running out of adjectives. The bottom line is this, is the election officials always have excuses. I remind folks that incompetence is not a crime. And frankly, I think we should just get Florida's election laws and just copy them, just delete Florida and put Arizona in.
Arizona's gubernatorial race is still undecided. While the U.S. Senate race was called for Democrat Mark Kelly, votes are still being counted. Week 10 of the NFL season wraps up with the only unbeaten team, the Philadelphia Eagles, hosting the Washington Commanders. That game set to kick off just after 6:15 p.m. on ESPN. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.